Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Has been scant days since a portal ripped apart a castle high up on the Balinox and scattered the dragon friends across space and time. Since then, your journeys have seen you come face to face with peril in all its forms, and yet you've never felt despair. Yes, the sinister Mr. Sour has loaded your nervous systems with a deadly toxin which threatens to destroy you. Yes, the powers of the megacorp Vos Saito are many, varied, and arrayed against you with executive precision. But at every turn, you have come nearer and nearer to rescuing tween megastar Johnny PlayStation, fulfilling your contract, and finding your way home. Johnny represents more to you than just the auto-tuned emotional output of a generation. He represents your triumph, your salvation. So given all of that, it is a pity that Mr. Terminal has just shot him a number of times through the head and torso with a laser pistol.
Oh.
Your hacker contact, Sirius Dumbleboy's holographic field stutters, blinks, and dies even as every light on PlayStation's cryocell blinks from a healthy green to an ominous red. The cryocell is a miracle of science capable of withstanding even the void of space, but it cannot stop a bullet. Johnny is dying, and Mr. Terminal, the man holding the gun, is gloating. Behind him, time locked in a stasis bubble beyond reach, beyond the airlock, your ship home. The end, it seems, has come for you at last.
Well, looks like your bloody mate's dead.
Which character are you doing?
Mr. Terminal?
Mr. Terminal. Oh, you're doing Mr. Terminal. Okay, cool. No, no, it's just Ben does it different. That's fine. You could. No.
Sorry, are you negging our special guest?
No, no, it's cool.
No, I'll go. I'll just go.
Please don't.
No! Baston says a second time.
In only a few seconds.
Yeah, yeah.
So
it's like tube and throat singing. He can sing. He can do them both at the same time.
No. No.
So just to remind you, to paint the scene, with his back to the airlock is Mr. Terminal, your salvation and ship home, time locked behind him in a stasis bubble. You are arrayed in front of him next to the cryocell that you were using to smuggle PlayStation out. Mm. With you are some of the hackers that have brought you here, members of the Zhivago 12. I'm afraid to say that Serial Nightvale is dead, I think.
Yeah, her head was exploded.
Yes. Satoshi Nakamoto also...
Yeah, DJ Satoshi Nakamoto, I think, also died.
He lived a good life!
But, well, and what a well-rounded character. And your two hackers, Laura Norda...
And Lauren Order, yes.
Yep, are hurt, but still in the fight, and Sexy Sexy MailChimp has just arrived with Filge and with Frieza. And you guys had a bit of a thing last
and
episode.
And Serial Nightvale plugged into my boob.
Oh, that's right, yeah.
We wanted to cut that out of the podcast, but we forgot.
It didn't get cut. It's in forever now. It's on the internet.
Wait, but it did the AI of...
Fairbanks
survive?
Yeah, so it's in there too.
In the boob.
It's a party.
And I am across all of this, so don't worry, guys.
And Baston says to Mr. Terminal, you take that back.
Oh.
Yeah, take them back.
Take all those bullets out of Johnny.
Yeah, all right. I'll just take the... Oh, wait, no, I can't, because I've shot him several times through a box.
What's your beef, Terminal? What have we done to you that you would do this to us?
Oh, I don't suppose there's any point going into that now.
Why?
Yeah, what possible reason could that be?
Yeah.
Yeah, tell them, Terminal.
And I just look at him and I say, what's your beef? What's your beef?
Well, let's just say...
I just like to say beef. He's angry. He's emotional.
I can tell that.
He's
let's
Australian.
Just say we've got a history beyond this station.
Sorry, just he is Australian. Like he's yeah. quite... That was
that's,
quite...
I mean, I'm doing an Australian...
Nah.
Ben had a very deep voice.
Have you ever been to Australia, Carlo?
This is like when
I've
you're watching Home and Away and then they change like the actor but they pretend nothing's happened.
And we're going with it and we're going with it and at this point...
Sorry, my voice malfunction is about malfunctioning. There, how's this?
He's more like up here, like Ben!
No, he was more like g'day.
Yeah, that's more like it.
Oh, you've
let's,
got it. You've
let's
got
just it. Say... There we go. I've adjusted that. I'll be putting this through to... Like, Tracy's gone and adjusted that. And I normally set my automated settings, and that's... I'll be sending a video mail for that. It's a future kind of an email. Anyway, that's for me. Yeah.
Despite this momentary lapse in consciousness, he is still holding the pistol, and in the other hand, he's holding a remote.
All right, while this hullabaloo is going to go on, Frieza's going to try and sneak and grab from the charred corpse of DJ Satoshi Nakamoto. He's going to try and take the Thor hammer.
You're going to try and pick up the hammer?
Without anyone noticing.
All right, quickly make a deception check for me. DC 15, because he's very distracted.
It didn't come out. Does that count as a 20?
Shake it, shake it. Shake it like a Polaroid picture. Hey, yeah. Shake it. Shake it.
It's gone forever.
Keep shaking it.
It's too big.
What have you done?
You broke the dice.
Plus what? Deception.
Not enough.
Alex, have you broken the dice?
Yes,
tower?
I don't know my own strength.
Oi. What are you trying to go for? Your hammer? Well, let's just say anybody makes any funny moves, they might be short of a head. I press a button on a small device.
And Satoshi Nakamoto.
Yeah.
And Satoshi Nakamoto's head explodes even as you're reaching towards it. Quickly.
That's what a head exploding sounds like. Yeah.
We know. You exploded one earlier.
You take 3 points of damage.
Does Frieza take his glasses off and he's got like just covered in viscera except for two perfect circles?
Anybody makes any bloody moves, they'll be saying the same goodbye.
And he reveals at that moment, he holds up the remote and you can see that it has 12 buttons on it.
I said just make one and just it'll go through in a sequence. But Tracy said, no, I want to put 12 buttons on it.
Well, that makes sense because then you could choose if you want
to... Yeah, it's 12 separate circuits.
Yeah, but no, but then you could choose if you
and
decide
to... And I'm paying by the bloody circuit now.
Well, sure.
And I'm going to have to make that meet up at the end of the month. Anyway, that's for me.
And he presses another button.
Oh, there I go. Whoops.
And Dobson Bugnut goes...
Oh, that one's messy.
That was Haggis.
That was Haggis. Haggis is... Haggis?
Haggis on the inside and out, I'd say.
No, bummer.
Dumbleboy, the voice of Dumbleboy clicks into your ear, Filch.
Filch, this guy's an asshole. He just killed Satoshi Nakamoto and Haggis. He's hacked into our systems. He could take this mother out, man.
Is the talking dog okay? Thank God for that.
Whoops. I've been following you since you boys arrived on Freeside, boys and girls. Yeah. It's time that we ended this.
What do you want?
We accept your surrender.
Surely that's a check. Surely that's a bluff check or something. Let him roll for it.
I'm gonna roll a dice, Dave, yeah, right now. One.
Best on surrender to me.
Yeah, best on surrender. So.
One down, three to go.
Listen here, Mr. Terminal.
It's Mr. Terminal.
What did me say?
Oh, sorry, that's my bloody ear, Kate.
The exploding heads are loud. Listen.
It's just a non-stop buzzing in my ears now. I'm going to have to get that fixed.
You know, me actually know Tracy. We came up in Horizon together. We video email each other. That's... You know what? She's been complaining about you. She said you don't appreciate her.
Right.
She said that next button you press will be your head. You better give it to me.
All right, I'll pay that. So that is, you need to make, that is a...
Not the big one, not the big one.
It's a small one.
That's a bluff check, and that is, you need to beat a 14.
Yeah,
that's a 17.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, me and Trace go way back.
That does sound like something Trace would say. She loves vid emails, vid emails, video mails.
She always send you those chain letters?
Yeah.
Yeah, me too.
And he gives Filge the controller.
I make stern eye contact with Filge.
So, Filge, that is a controller. It has 4 buttons depressed and 8 of them aren't pressed.
But they're all programmed towards our friends, right?
Wait, what?
I was just talking to... I tuck it away as somewhere where Frieza can't see it.
Baston kicks the gun out of Mr. Terminal's hand.
Well, he's distracted. All right, we're going into combat. So this is a surprise round. And you get the first attack because you had the initiative to play Dungeons & Dragons. So...
Ha-cha-cha-cha!
All right, you roll 17. That 17. Is a hit. Yep, D8 damage. Here you go.
With my foot? Man, I got...
Oh, with your foot.
I got
Sorry.
A badass foot.
No, you don't.
My
you...
foot's so good.
Ignoring your sword, you kick him and do 3 points of damage.
But he's disarmed?
That was a 17. So you didn't want to do damage?
No, I want to kick the gun out of his hand.
All right, then that's opposed.
Oh, that's my best gun.
Quickly make a roll. And the gun goes flying to the side of the room.
Ha, ha, ha!
But...
Damn it, I'm going to have to go and put another requisition form for another gun.
All right, while he's doing that, Friezo, you're up next.
I'm making a dash back towards that hammer.
All right, you're going for the hammer?
Yep, I'm going to grab the hammer.
All right, you can go it, you grab it, and you pick it up, make a strength check for me.
Oh, boy. That's 18 minus 1 is 17.
Ooh, you pick up the hammer. You have Satoshi Nakamoto's hammer. It's surprisingly light.
Whoop, whoop. 6D batteries and all.
Yep. That's the heaviest bit, funnily enough. But the next up is Mr. Terminal, who, wincing in pain, pulls out from inside of his blazer what seems to be another slimline pistol.
Ooh, a blazer laser.
Always.
It's a rhyme, not a joke. Calm down.
Always pack 2 guns, that's what I reckon. Just like the tower, eh, friends?
Who are you shooting at?
Oh, all of them. Just having a spread. I'll shoot it. Baston.
Baston, that will hit Baston.
I dodge it.
Wait, you... Can you do... Yeah, you're right.
I'm going to try and dodge it.
Do you know that... Do you know what you're doing?
Yeah, I'm just going...
You
miss. 2.
All right. You get hit, and it does 5 points of damage to you.
Man.
But also, suddenly, it's crackling with electricity, and you feel disadvantaged for the next round. This blaster has some kind of properties.
I am wearing an armored stute.
You
yes
are wearing an armored stute.
Do we? Was there canon on what material the stutes were made out of, and whether or not that is conductive to electricity?
It was temporary hit points.
It's temporary hit points. The 5 damage takes up half of your 10 hit points from the stute, but you still suffer the disadvantage effect. Look at this fun we're having. All right. And then next up is you, Frieza. Filge.
She just holds the remote and hovers her finger over one of the buttons and say, "You like to gamble, Mr. Terminal?"
Fuck! Put it all on red! Woo!
Yep. It's one of my favorite things. That's why I have a casino here on this space station.
You don't want to make me call my own bluff.
Do it.
Serious Dumbleboy goes, hey.
Quiet, Dumbleboy, I'm busy.
Could you? Please don't.
Don't expect a red Tronum, Filch.
I think you got to roll a DA. I think you're rolling a DA.
What's it called to put it all on red?
Is that, hey, Loki, oh, tricks the god?
Is
what
that because
doing?
There's eight buttons
there's
left?
There's eight buttons.
All right, I've got, actually got the list of them here.
Wait, but isn't Filch...
Is one, wait, is one of them colour?
Filch didn't trick herself when she was bluffing. She knows.
Yeah. Yeah, they're all connected to people that are your friends.
But Filch is one of the Chivago 12.
Unless he unfortunately hacked...
unless the racist lady's still got a bomb in her hair.
Yeah, who knows? What are you going to do, Filch?
What is it then, Filch? Are you going to press the button? Let's put it all on red, eh?
Let's put it all on... green! And she throws it on the ground.
Not my control, bloody hell. This is why we should have put 12 separate circuits in it.
Dave, when you
she
throw...
She throws it on the ground and she stomps it.
And Hermione Ranger Danger is dead.
Oh, shit.
Do I know that, though?
All you know is that the voice of Sirius Dumbleboy, head of the Zhivago 7, is in your ear.
Like, see, that's how you deal with the situation.
What the?
Filch defused it once again. What is it, Dumbleboy?
What the actual fuck, man? All my friends are dead. You're killing my... That was totally your fault.
What? What happened?
You threw it at the... There was an... Oh, God.
Me just can't help but feel like you're doing a lot of complaining.
And the next one up is Bobby Pancakes.
So I make a dash towards the gun that was had skidded across the room.
Excellent. Yeah, there's no one stopping you. You race forward.
And I roll and flip back in the opposite direction and shoot at Mr. Terminal.
Make an attack roll.
That's an 8 plus... What would that be? Deception?
No.
It would be your short...
3 years!
He was trying to trick you.
Plus six. Oh, 14. That's not enough. He seems to be protected by something, and the shot just narrowly misses.
Impressive, Bobby Pancakes.
But the next one up is you, Baston.
I draw the name sword of Baston... No, Sergei Eisenstein... Yeah. And I...
Sergei Andreevich.
And with my...
Von Zarovich.
Von Zarovich. And with my two swords, I make two attacks. And I say...
No, you only have one sword. You're thinking of the wrong dimension.
No, but I'm a level 4 fighter, so I have two attacks.
Yes, yeah.
For Johnny PlayStation! A 2 and a 3.
Freezer, you're up next.
All right, I'm going to charge at Mr. Terminal with the lightning hammer Mjolnir. It's legally distinct.
That's not legally distinct at all.
It's legally the same.
That's outside of copyright.
Yeah, it's outside of copyright because it's 2075. Yeah. Presumably Marvel and Disney have gone bankrupt.
I think the Norse own that name.
No, because the reason it's got 60 batteries in it is that it was a... we explained this last episode, Dave. It's a specific replica of the movie prop that has 60 batteries in it.
So you've deliberately put yourself up for copyright problems.
In the year 2075, if Disney and Marvel are still around.
All right, and you attack.
I roll a 4 minus -3.
That was a 4, a 2, a 3, and a 4. Miss, swing, and a miss. And the next one up is you, Mr. Terminal.
Well, Bobby, nice rolls. Let's see if you can dodge this one. Yeah,
five.
I'd say you could.
That's a 5.
I just stand there and, like, don't even notice.
Yeah, Bobby doesn't even move.
They said I should spend more time shooting and less time just coming up with quips.
Was that even
I wasn't
quip?
For it. I reckon that's...
You have a multi-attack, though, so you actually get 2 attacks a turn.
Oh, whoops.
And that's a 3.
Yep.
This fight could take some time.
Maybe you should take your gun shooting skills to the hospital, because I'm afraid it's terminal.
Don't applaud that.
Don't even encourage. You know what? Do you have a dice of inspiration? You lose a dice of inspiration.
I didn't deserve it in the first place. Filch. Fine.
It says you can't use your technology against Filch.
Are you getting angry?
Yes. Why do you ask?
No reason.
Yeah. So she just runs at him and swings at his jaw with her mighty fists.
Not me bloody face.
Yeah. It's So do I get... Oh, the big
Not
dice!
Not the big ones.
Sorry,
Not
sorry.
Big, big little boys.
That's a six. And do I get another one because I'm mad?
You're in a frenzy, so you do get another one.
And an eight.
All right, an eight. Oh, plus six, is it? Yep, no, that does nothing. All right.
The crowd's real angry at us, guys, for rolling so bad.
Bobby, please turn this around. Nobody has hit anyone since your last turn.
I say, hey, it looks like I'm going to get off the bus because I've arrived at the terminal. And I shoot at him with my gun. That's a 15.
That'll hit. All right. Congratulations. All right. Okay, so that's plus five for you. So that's 8 points of damage. And you have disadvantage now as well. So you have the same problem that...
Oh, you got zapped.
Yeah, that the others have. We forgot about that, but it didn't make a big difference.
Quite a lot.
So you're now in reeling in pain, but you just sort of laughed through it.
Quick question. Can you remind us of the surrounds? Like, are we locked in? Are there doors on either side? Are there...
Yep. So he's standing in the doorway of the airlock near the controls, so like it would be quite dangerous to get to them. But the airlock isn't going out to space or anything. It's connected to the time-locked dock. You guys are at the end of a corridor, which has actually got nice sort of miniature Zen gardens that it's all beautifully sculpted. The whole Vos Sido compound is kind of like a Buddhist temple. Oh. And
it's a really nice painting.
Of what? Yeah.
Little dog. And the dog has human eyes.
And the dog's all playing poker?
No, there's just one dog. And,
do the eyes move around the room?
Oh, no, not so much, but it's bloody beautiful, tell you what. It's a hell of a painting.
There's a low bench, there's sand. And
is there a rake?
There are weapons scattered around. There is a rake by the side, and there is the limousine that, of course, ejected the three of you.
Okay.
I think that really grabs your attention, though, is a painting with a dog.
I don't know. That's a pretty good rake.
Frieza, you're up.
I am going to try and... I'm not used to not having spells. So I guess I'm going to... get out the yo-yo.
The stunt yo-yo?
The stunt yo-yo. And you will acknowledge, Dave, that stunt yo-yos have quite strong strings.
Why will
they?
I acknowledge that?
Well, because we know you're a yo-yo enthusiast, Dave.
No, and he's a yo-yo enthusiast.
Frieza is going to try and garrote Mr. Terminal.
All right, quickly. All right, excellent. So you're going to try and pin him with your yo-yo.
That's a 12.
A 12 opposed by him. He rolls a 3. And you're up on his neck, and soon you're holding him. He's disadvantaged, he's disoriented, and the razor wire of the yo-yo...
Is cutting into his neck.
All right,
as a bonus action, I put my tongue in his ear just to make him feel weird.
I'm going
just to
allow it.
Make him feel real weird. Oh. Make him question a lot of things.
All right, Phil, you have advantage on anything you want to do now because he's pinned up against the wall. It's your go.
Phil is going to... she just trusts that Frieza's going to finish him off because he's... you know, bloodlust. And she's gonna pick up the box with Johnny PlayStation in it and run towards the ship.
Okay, so you dive into the airlock and as soon as you butt in against the stasis bubble, it's like pushing it through treacle. It slows down and you can't move forward. As time slows down to nothing, there is no time for the cryocell to move. And so you're forced outside. No matter how much you push it, you can't get it into the airlock.
Does that mean that Johnny PlayStation will die more slowly if part of him is in the...
It would, but you're only it's only buttressing up against it. But yes.
Oh, we can't get in. Oh, no.
And so you're pushing and pushing and pushing, and now Terminal, it is your go again.
I guess I'm going to put my...
You still got your guns free?
Yeah, I'm just going to put my pistol beside me and take a point-blank shot at Frieza.
That's a disadvantage, but you can go and give it a go.
All right.
And you rolled a 9 plus your 4 is 13. What's your armor class?
My armor class is 15. Fuck yeah!
All right, you miss.
Frieza takes a point-blank shot for some reason, doesn't get hurt.
You want
despite the fact that he's a caster class.
He's got abs of steel.
I'm going to try and lodge it up.
Nice.
I'm going to try a different angle and lodge it up underneath his head.
Why is he getting double attacks?
He's multi-attack. And he rolls a 17. That will hit.
Ooh.
A 15. Sorry, 15 and a 17. So you take some damage for this.
How much damage does Frieza take?
You take 5 points of damage as well.
The thing about Frieza is...
he was so cocky a second ago.
He doesn't have that much life.
How many?
Yeah, did we get to rest in the moments between
you guys probably rested in that limo, right?
I guess in that moment then, Friezo gets shot in the face.
And what, is he gloating about having been missed before?
Yeah, he's like, ha-ha! I have abs still on my face! On my face! And he's on negative 2 hit points.
No! Which means he starts to die. So, we know how this works. You have to now make...
This is fucked. Like, on any other show, you couldn't cancel such an audience favourite character.
You need to roll for me. Use this. You need to roll a 10 plus, or you take your first... As you first, your first death check. If you fail 3 of these...
That's a 9.
What do you have to get?
You failed your first death check. You have two more death checks before you die. So,
I'm angry.
But that also means that as you slump down from a gunshot in the jaw, Mr. Terminal's hands are free, and laughing, he makes a dive and grabs the remote again.
I smashed it on the ground. Good luck.
Well...
I smashed it. I stomped on it.
It's malfunctioning, but he still has it. And Bobby, you're up next.
What about Baston?
No, you.
Oh, no, it's my go.
Your go, and then it's Baston's.
Is he still at disadvantage?
Yes, he's still reeling.
Okay, I'm going to whip out my cobra.
Yep.
And just like...
which is a your telescopic electrified baton, yes?
Yeah. And I'm just going to like clock him once so hard in the nards.
Make an attack.
17.
17 will do it. Congratulations. All right, that's D6 plus your dexterity. It's a versatile weapon. All right, so that's 6 points of damage. Now,
oh, Jiminy's.
He's really hurt. He's still disadvantaged. And Baston,
oh, that's next. 8. My dexterity is 6, by the way.
Oh, so you got 10?
So 6 plus 2 is 8.
All right, 8 points of damage.
8. I'm going to use my action surge once a day, so I get an extra action, so I'm going to use 2 attacks twice.
You can only do this once a day, but sure.
Yeah, then I'm going to kill this motherfucker so good. I'm going to slash him up all in his face. I'm going to cut this guy's head off for Friezo and Johnny! 15, 16, 16.
5.
That's 3 hits.
And I do 3d8 plus 5 to each of them. So I do 9, 10.
And... Once again, with the name sword of Sergei von Zarevich, you cut Mr. Terminal down. That's enough. That will kill him.
I'm not taking this back!
As Mr. Terminal slumps to the ground, something strange happens. His face seems to glitch once or twice, and his eyes turn a cloudy, milky hue. His pupils recede into them, and his body seems to deflate. It reminds you of something you saw once before, which was when Mr. Fairbanks's peripheral was destroyed in the casino.
And no, it's his surrogate.
At this moment, you realize that this may not be the real Terminal, or indeed, the real person driving Terminal.
He's a Roborg.
But...
Hey, can
what?
We...
Did you say a Roborg?
Roborg.
Yeah, like
it's
a Roborg.
Common term. You know Roborg, yeah?
Yeah. Half robot, half cyborg.
Everybody knows Roborg. Roborg.
Yeah, a quarter human.
It's in the Monster Manual, Dave. We all read it.
Can we hack this Roborg? Can we hack and find and trace his owner?
If only you had a hacker with you.
We do!
I'm a hacker!
Yep, you... if you
Okay, hack him up.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
All right, so... so let me just, to be... explicitly clear, what do you do?
I get out my Kita, what's it called?
Your cyber deck.
My cyber deck.
My
your Cyberlight 500 cyber deck.
And I jam it into his brain.
All right, installing the electrodes on your cyber deck into his brain, you tappy, and enter into the matrix and do a deep dive into his consciousness. Make an intelligence check for me. He is surrounded with intrusion countermeasures. He is, of course, the head of security of a major corporation.
10.
He rolled a 3.
Did you get advantage? Because she's good at hacking?
Yep, sure, she's fine. You're in. Okay, inside you can see that this is indeed a peripheral. In fact, it looks vat grown. This doesn't look like
looks
a...
what?
Vat grown. This is not a real person that ever existed. This was a being constructed for a singular purpose. And you can see a trail of zeros and ones, bits of data and light that are leading back to the main Vossido villa, where whatever was controlling Terminal is still trying to reactivate its downed peripheral. And it's a path that you could follow.
Well, I do that because I've seen Hansel and Gretel and nothing went wrong for them.
So it's a physic.
It was my favorite book.
Are you going to follow it in the Matrix or are you going to jump out and tell the others where it is?
Can I pop my head out and then go back in? Because I can't see it. How can I follow the numbers if I'm outside?
So it's leading you to a physical place, which is the villa where the Saito family live.
Okay, I'll jump out.
All right, so you stick your head out?
Yeah, I stick my head out and I'm like, we got to go to the villa. Come on. There's zeros and ones. Which is good because that's all I can count to.
Oh, we should fucking try. Friezo is dying.
We should put Friezo in the Matrix.
Actually, yeah, they ignored you for a while, so make another death check.
Oh, shit. Oh, does that count as
no.
Okay, cool, because that was a one. All right, sick.
Can't believe you broke our only dice tower. That's a failure. All right, guys.
Guys.
No, that was a
three. You moved it.
Oh, did I?
All right, the villa makes sense because...
So, Friezo, if you die once more, we are in a non-magical world. So, well, we are in a magical world, but you never took a cleric with you. So, if you roll less than 10, Friezo will die.
Okay, I reckon in the villa, they've got...
a first aid kit.
Beyond first aid kit, I reckon they've got machines that rejuvenate, that heal. This is the fanciest, like, family in the whole of Freeside.
What about Johnny PlayStation?
Yeah, we'll take both of them.
Who is that?
Wait, who's talking?
It's me! I'll figure it out. Don't you worry, guys.
Okay, we should put...
Is that a synthetic voice appears on a speaker you didn't notice on the side of the cryo cell?
Is that Julian Fairbanks?
No, I think that's
that was Johnny.
Oh no, Johnny PlayStation is more like, hey man, like it's more of a California kind of thing.
It's a bit Scandinavian.
He's like, hey, blah blah blah.
Hey guys.
Yeah, you got it.
Hey,
Johnny.
It's me, Johnny.
Oh my God, even his voice is like honey dripping down my legs.
Right. It's like a really nice iron bark, honey, you know?
Oh. So many questions. How did it get there?
How do you know about iron bark, honey?
Listen, friends.
Are the bees all dead
Johnny
now?
PlayStation is dying.
No!
Let's put Friezo's body onto the cyber cube, whatever it is, the
There's
box.
There's only enough space for one in here.
No, like on top of it, and because it's like a floating thing,
right? Yeah, it is a floating
platform. And let's like hustle up to the villa.
Or why don't we put him in the Matrix? No one dies in the Matrix.
Or you could take Johnny PlayStation out of the box and put your friend Friezo in here, yeah?
Can
you do that?
I guess you guys have to make a choice. Who do you like more? This very famous
so
pop
this
star
cryo
or
cell,
your friend and colleague Friezo?
This Johnny is dying, and if you take him out of the cryo cell without the first aid that it has, he will die. He will expire more quickly. There is definitely a sort of potent rejuvenative ability even in this injured cryo cell, but it may be enough to keep Friezo alive.
Well, if Johnny dies, we all die. If Friezo dies, huh?
Yeah.
I mean...
Ask yourselves, what would Friezo do?
Exactly!
He would definitely help Friezo!
Can we see like a health pack or something around?
Can you see a health pack?
Like a red cross on the wall, like the international single for first aid.
Yeah,
like
international symbol is a quesadilla rod. So
is there a quesadilla?
Sink?
Can
what?
We check under a sink?
Yeah, like in GoldenEye or Wolfenstein.
There's a really good painting of a dog.
So what's behind the painting of the dog? I tear it off the wall.
It's bricks.
Ah.
You remove a brick and put it in Friezo's pants.
Yeah, you ruined a painting. You're right. That probably the compound is the closest place where there would be anything that could help.
Wait, maybe we should... If we put a gun in Friezo's hand and kill someone with that, will that mean that Friezo gets temporary hit points?
Yes. Yeah, it does.
We need someone to kill.
But the only person left is MailChimp.
Oh boy.
Wait.
MailChimp! We have an idea.
Your son is dying.
You know your son?
Yes.
You love him so well.
I do, but I have a solution. And she pulls her other dress down, and over her nipple is a red cross. And she takes it to Friezo's mouth.
I did say that all of the hackers could have one special thing, and you haven't used your special thing yet. They used it on a magical hammer and a laser Susan.
Well, Dave, I did use it on a laser eye, but I already rolled the dice. It's too late.
What did the medic tit roll?
She's a mother. This is her son.
A mother's love, Dave.
Doesn't
do
it?
You gain 4 hit
love.
Points.
Yeah. Woo!
Oh, fuck.
As he suckles from her teeth, like even
everybody
though he's
has
dying,
to watch. Everybody has to
it's
watch.
It's very quiet.
So, just to be clear, does Friezo just wake up with his mother flopping a tit in his mouth? And is he like, oh, thank you?
It's not his real mum.
I told you there was a vibe.
Yeah, it's not my real mum. It's just my
You got caught
mum.
Up in your yeah. fantasy role
yeah, yeah,
play.
Yeah. It's my role play mother.
All right, and still the trail of bits and bites and bits and boops leads to the Vos Sidehook compound.
Well, okay. Since, like, Phil Jotterwell, let's be anywhere but here. And they all just, like, walk, like, follow her, like, and everyone's just real quiet.
And while everyone's real quiet and moving sheepishly, the mood of Freeside is not the same. For there are now already, once again, the Haywire Cube was activated about 10 minutes ago. And you can feel now strange vibrations in the air as Fairbanks virus takes hold. And subtly at first, but with growing intensity, the motors that keep Freeside in orbit begin to fall out of sync. As slowly this station irreparably begins to tear itself apart, it is almost imperceptible to human sense, but you know what it means, and it sinks to your very core, Filge, for this station will have destroyed itself in about 15 minutes.
Ooh.
I think you did an hour.
Sorry?
Last episode it was an hour we had.
He said about an hour. He wasn't very specific.
Should we come up with a backup plan?
Well, can we get what's operating the time, honey? The time treacle.
It's the same thing. It's this. So because she hacked terminal, she could see that this whole area is being hacked and controlled, peripheral and systems, by a sort of data spike that is coming from the compound.
Yeah.
So we need to head to the villa now.
Yeah. Or can you unhack the time treacle from where we are?
You would need to get to the terminal
right,
that is there.
Okay, let's to the villa.
To the villa.
Like, maybe this whole thing is like not real. Like terminal wasn't real. Maybe none of this real.
Okay, now is not the time to start.
Maybe nothing matters. And she starts like cackling wildly.
All right, we gotta get Johnny off this station. So Baston grabs the floaty thing,
the cryo cell,
and starts to leave.
All right, the Vossada compound is actually quite empty. Some of the savvier corporations will have already realized what is happening and will be subtly moving their forces to airlocks to escape, to leave the lesser families and corporations to their death. And Vossido compound is now a graveyard, so you are able to quickly make your way through to the villa, which seems unguarded. And as the doors swing open, you find a beautiful Baroque, tastefully fashioned, old pre-19th century designed living quarters that seem incredibly innocuous in these fantastical times.
Any nice paintings in the room?
There's this really beautiful painting.
Yeah.
It's of a like a cat.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
The cat has
dog eyes.
Dog eyes.
Nice.
It's part of a triptych.
I rip it off the wall and throw it on the ground. We don't have time.
What else is in the room?
There's two spiral staircases leading up, and that's where the data seems to be coming from. And then there's sort of other small rooms off to the side and an antechamber.
Let's head up so you can hack in.
All right, everyone.
Who's going first?
Me.
All right. So what's the order of procession? Just so I know.
I hate it when you ask this because it means that I'm walking into some trouble.
All right. So Phil just first. Who's next?
Baston pushes the trolley.
the hover.
Butts up to the stairs.
Yeah, yeah. Oh,
Frieza's on top of the trolley, and then I guess Bobby's at the end.
And I'm behind, sort of scanning back with the gun.
Okay, so you guys are going to have to stay at the foot of the stairs because you're with the cryo cell and it can't go up the stairs.
Oh,
so,
no.
Filge, okay. You're going up alone?
And I'll go up with Filge and cover her with a gun for when she's hacked it.
Filge and Bobby and MailChimp will stay. So Filge and Bobby, you make your way to the steps, and there is another door, and you feel a strange sensation like there is a great evil beyond this door.
Hmm, me think Friezo beyond this door, that weird.
Friezo's with you, so.
Just a weird feeling.
The door.
And we both feel it?
Yeah, you can feel it. It's like a strange, it's an energy almost pushing you back.
You ready, Bobby?
You kick the door in and I'll cover you.
With what?
My gun that I have.
I kick the door in.
And I zip around the corner and, like, fire off some shots.
Inside the room, as you fire off some shots, which plink against the walls, you see wall-to-wall bookcases, a fireplace at the end, roaring with a fire, and a giant, beautiful, old leather and ermine armchair facing the fire with a blanket and a figure obscured by it with a hypodermic drip sitting next to them, injecting something into their wrist. They're facing away from the door, and they don't turn even as the gun fires.
I fire.
At fire the back of the chair.
Your shot sizzles. Serious?
Yeah.
All right. Your shot sizzles through the armchair. Make an attack roll for me. With precision, and fires a hole directly through the chair. The action of it causes it to spin around slowly, and in the chair you see a cadaver that you recognize as the body of one of the most eminent, richest, most powerful scions of industry of this age, Lord Saito himself, recently demised by a shot through the head.
I go through his pockets.
In his smoking jacket, there is very little to be had. You find a small pipe, a cred stick, which is in some foreign, strange language that you don't understand.
German.
But as the two of you are inside the room, you don't notice at first the doorway that you passed, which slides noiselessly open until a laugh begins, annoying and grating, growing with intensity. And as you turn around, you see a figure, 93 years old, wizened and evil, with a weird beard and a mass mustache poking out from black-rimmed glasses, a strange being who has seen too much and lived too long. It is, of course, the figure of Michael Hing. And to play Michael Hing, welcome to the stage, Sam Campbell.
What the fuck? Why do you have my hoodie? Oh, hey, it's me, Michael Hing. Dude, who made the costume choices for this quite crass caricature?
I feel like it's pretty much on the mark. So,
it's just, he's got
stands there with a gun in one hand and what seems to be a strange clamp in the other hand, blinking with red. It's a detonating trigger. You didn't tell me you were going to wear the mask, but I like it.
We all wear masks.
In his other hand, a detonation trigger. So you're holding a gun in one hand and a trigger in the other hand that is a dead man's trigger, which you're holding clamped shut.
Now, you can just hold the microphone. We know you've got it.
It's Dungeons & Dragons, so you're fine.
It's imagination games.
I wish I read the email.
And at this moment, it seems as if three seasons and some 50-odd episodes have led you to this moment, Michael Hing, where you must come face-to-face with your demons for the character that you've created and the avenue for unspeakable darkness that you've devised for yourself under the shadow of the feeble premise of a comedy show you do with your friends has now reached a point where you must face yourself. What will you, Michael Hing, do when faced with your greatest nemesis, your own dark psyche? Can Michael Hing defeat Frieza? Will Frieza defeat Michael Hing? Can Johnny PlayStation be saved? Or will this night of nights be the night where Michael Hing is finally defeated here on the Giant Dwarf stage? For the answers to questions such as this, please tune in to the next episode of Michael Hing! Thank you!
Dragon Friends was performed by Alex Lee, Michael Hing, Simon Greiner, Eden Lacey, and DM'd by me, David Harmon. Shakira Khan designs our website, and this episode's music and sound was by Tom Lowndes. Our special guests were Sam Campbell and Carlo Ritchie. Benny Davis wrote the theme, and Ben Jenkins, a lot of the more puerile jokes. Bye!
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.